prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 August 2023, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Just me and you today, if you don't mind. And I know some of y'all are saying, oh, gee, and I don't blame you. I miss Melody, too. But I'll do the best I can to bring the news to you and the information to you, I guess, from my point of view anyway, well, for whatever that's worth. But we're glad you're joining us, and I do mean that. And I hope that you're taking what Melody tells you seriously by preparing the best you can. If most of y'all like me, you really can't afford to buy a lot of anything. I mean, you're probably blessed enough to have something to eat, a place to sleep, but that money is tight. And I realize that. But if you can do anything in a way of protecting your wealth, I don't care if it's $100 or $10,000 or more, Melody Seastrom is the guy to deal with. I can guarantee you that. She really is. But anyway, we'll get into the markets and to the metals. Metals were not much change. Gold was up 66 cents to 1913.01. Silver's down 2 cents, 22.66. Platinum was up 22.14 to 914.80. Palladium had a pretty good hit, up $74 to 1305.50. So, yeah, metals are just kind of mixed there, and the market's about the same. Dow was down 104 to 35,292. Nasdaq was down 86 to 13,6. Dow was up 104 to 35,292. Nasdaq was down 86 to 13,652. S&P was down 4 to 44.65. FTSE was up down 1.24% to 75.24. DAX was down 1.03% to 15,832. Nikkei was up 0.84 to 32,473. Hang Seng was down 0.90 to 19,075. 10-year yield was up 0.092 to 4,174. Oil was up slightly, 33 cents to 83.15. USDX was up 33 to 102.82. So not a huge lot of anything happening there. Just, I guess you say, regular stuff in the markets today. Nothing real exciting in any direction. You know, you have to wonder sometimes, too. Wonder, one day, metals are going to break out, and one day, the market's going to just really, well, they're going to really get messed up, and we know that. And there's nothing to do about it except just prepare yourself best you can and wait and see what happens next. Because I don't see a lot of things changing for the better in this country, folks, or the world. And some of the news, I'll probably get through all the news today. I'll get through what I can and do the rest Monday with you when I come back with Melody Monday. But we've got a lot to talk about here. And some of it, I'm going to share a couple of things with you. It's just, this first thing, I'm laughing about it, but it really is happening. It's true. Nearly 10,000 people offered to legally change their name to Sway. and bid for free sandwiches for life. I'm not making this up. Today, and further proof that inflation is making it difficult for people to afford a single solitary meal, news just days after announcing a promotion for someone who legally changed their name to Subway receive free sandwiches for life from the chain the same name. The response has been overwhelming. Nearly 10,000 people have already volunteered to legally change their names to Subway within 96 hours of the company announcement of the promotion, according to a new report from NBC. So, okay, you want a free sandwich? No problem. Just be just call you Subway. And this is a real report. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's a real report. And I just go show you how different people can be. I don't know. The name Subway doesn't fit my idea of a name. And this next brief article pertains to a good friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a doctor who isn't afraid to take on the establishment and tell the truth and stand in the face of strong opposition when truth is brought forth. The truth will be opposed, and she's not afraid of it. But the Ohio suspends license of physician who said COVID-19 shot magnetized recipients. The Ohio State Medical Board indefinitely suspended the license of a prominent anti-vaccine advocate and physician, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, D.O., on August 9th. Dr. Tenpenny drew national attention in June 2021 when she spoke to the Ohio Health Committee, claiming COVID-19's vaccines magnetized people, recipients, and interface with 5G cell phone towers. The physician was deemed a non-expert by a federal judge in a vaccine injury lawsuit. So Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a fine, fine lady, I know her personally, lost her license for trying to expose something about COVID. Now, they can say what they want to about the COVID hoax, talk about all they want to, but the more and more proof is coming out what it's doing to people all over the world by the millions. Of course, they're trying to stifle it and keep it quiet. The more and more proofs come out, the lies they said and called everything from gunshot wounds to cancer, calling it COVID, killing people. So whatever it is, some of these doctors had integrity enough to say, no, this isn't right, we're not going to do this. And some of them exposed more things than what most either knew or knew could expose of us coming down. Dr. Tenpenny, one of them, took a stand. Dr. Carrie Madej, another personal friend of mine out of Georgia, I think lost her license for taking a stand also. Yeah. It's sad. But you see, license is nothing but another way to control, folks. That's all it is. Licensing is a way to control. According to Black's Law Dictionary, you don't need a license if you're going to do something which otherwise would be illegal. Well, since when does being a doctor have to be illegal? And I understand being certified. I understand that. Being certified and maybe tested, I understand that. But licensing means if you haven't got to have a license to do it, they can pull your license, and you can't do it no matter what. It's just like traveling or anything else. Driver's license has nothing to do with your ability to drive. Anybody can get a license and full instructor long enough to drive a car for 5 minutes. Had nothing to do with it. It's all about control. But anyway, and if it wasn't, why do you have to renew them every 4, 5, or 6 years? What's the purpose? Taxation and control. Our Senator Joe Manchin is seriously considering leaving the Democrat Party. Manchin is seriously considering becoming an independent, contending that the Democrat brand had become so bad. I'm thinking seriously, for me, I have to have peace of mind, basically, he told Westrian radio host Hoppy Kirchival. The brand become so bad, the D brand and the R brand. In West Virginia, the D brand, because it's the national brand, it's not the Democrats in West Virginia, it's the Democrats in Washington. You've heard me say a million times, I'm not a Washington Democrat, he added, saying that he is very seriously concerning leaving the Democrat Party. I've been thinking about that for quite some time. I haven't made any decisions whatsoever on any of my political direction. I want to make sure that my voice is truly an independent voice. When I do speak, I want to be able to speak honestly about basically the extremes of the Democrat and Republican Party that was harming our nation, the West Virginia Democrat continued. So we will see. We will see. You know, we have independents, a few of them in the legislature, Congress. Some are fair, some are not so fair. And we'll see what Manchin decides. I've on a couple occasions I had a chance to speak to Senator Manchin in person. He could be maybe a decent leader, but I'm afraid he's got used to the lifestyles, I'm afraid of. So it's really just a sad situation to see this happening. And these men and women make careers out of their lives in legislation in the House or the Senate, and become, most of them become a pawn of the system because they enjoy the lifestyle they have had since they've been there, have been caught up in bribes, or maybe blackmailed, but it makes no difference. Most of them have been. And in a lot of cases, by the time they reached that level, they had to compromise somewhere. It's a shame to say that, but it doesn't change the truth, does it? So we'll see. Well, the WHO, W-H-O, is on the move again. You know, you wonder what's going to be next. You know what they did with COVID and what they did to the country, shut down the world, caused economic chaos everywhere, destroyed millions of jobs, killed millions of people with the jab itself, and still people are dying every day from it and being crippled by it every day around the world. Well, you wonder what's next. What's the next shoe going to be that drops? Well, this has been discussed. Climate change might require vaccinating populations against migrating mosquitoes. There you go. A World Health Organization official suggested that mass vaccination might be required to combat mosquito-borne illnesses as the infected insects might migrate to new countries due to climate change. Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's technical lead for COVID-19, made the comments at his recent press conference. A lot of this is also about other uses of tools that exist, she said. In instances where we have interventions like medical interventions, therapeutics or vaccines, depending on the pathogen, we need to be able to prepare for that. So could we need a vaccination against migrating mosquitoes? Could that be next? And they want to make it a mass vaccination again? Could that be it? Or could be one of them? I have no doubt. I don't think they'd bring it up if they didn't intend on something with it. There'd be no point just bring it up just to pass the time of day. Somebody had to consider that and thought, well, is this worth even mentioning? You see, you have to understand, folks, once something is brought up, it kind of validates it to the point that somebody actually thought of it and thought it worthy of being brought up for discussion. Whether it's right or wrong, it's been brought in the open now. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. That's bad. When I pastored regular churches many years ago, I always told them that when they had we had our business meetings or our discussions of different issues, that we would never discuss something that the Bible clearly specifies is wrong, or debate whether it's right or not when it's right or wrong. It's not for debate. And I told them this more than once, if something's come up in this body to vote on that I know is against God's laws, or they want some other way to change one of God's laws and moral standards, then I would walk immediately, because once it gets up to vote, whether maybe it's 100 there and it loses 99-1, you still validate it because you brought it up and there it is and one person voted for it. Next time, maybe two or three will. Once you let that cancer cell in, it spreads. Once you let a thought be voiced, it has a life of its own. Ideas have consequences. Be careful, folks, what they might do and what they have done and will do again. I know y'all been hearing the news about Maui. I've never had the privilege of going to Hawaii. I never had the money to go there after I got married. That was there before marriage. So I can't say much about the country and the islands. I never was there. I always wanted to take my wife and go, but finances never let it happen. But nonetheless, Maui, I guess, is almost like a little piece of paradise, and it's just about been wiped out. That's a shame. Doctors say Maui looked like a war zone out of an I Am Legend after Hawaii wildfires. Scenes in Maui, Hawaii seemed reminiscent of a war zone during the catastrophic wildfires, a doctor who helped burn victims and other injured people said. Over 1,000 people are feared missing, and as still burning fires ripped through the Hawaiian island of Maui this week. Earlier today, officials confirmed 55 people have been killed, while family members continue to search for loved ones and reports of bodies being found in the ocean. Dr. Reza Danish is a board-certified emergency physician who runs an urgent care center and mobile clinic called MODO, M-O-D-O, Mobile Doctors. He established this medical service with the aim of expanding access to outpatient care in Maui, Hawaii. The doctors responded swiftly to the devastating wildfires in Maui, preparing his mobile medical clinic with supplies and rushing to Lahaina, a severely affected community. He worked tirelessly for 14 hours, transporting and treating evacuees, many of whom suffered from burns, asthma, and other health issues exacerbated by the fires. That is a shame, folks. That is a crying shame. And I just, there's no way to express the loss these people have got to feel. You know, I don't want to even begin to say about that. It's just sad. And there's just people are lost loved ones and still looking for loved ones, can't find them. It's hard to imagine the anguish you're going through. It really and truly is. It's a sad situation, and keep them in your prayers, folks. I don't know anything about the islands. Like I said, I've been there. I just know they're beautiful from what I've seen and heard. Just keep the people in your prayers, because many people right now are suffering a lot of different ways, the least of which is financial, but it's still catastrophic when that's all you had. You agree? I'm sure you do. In the way of some interesting news, Porsche apologizes after deleting Jesus. I'm laughing, but it's not funny, I don't guess. German car maker Porsche issued an apology for a viral advertisement that omitted the prominent Cristo Rei, the large statue of Jesus Christ overlooking Lisbon, Portugal. The original video posted to Porsche's YouTube channel to celebrate 60 years of the Porsche 911 model featured a brief clip of the car driving past a monumental figure. But the version uploaded to YouTube later removed the depicted Jesus statue. The mission caught the eye of a Twitter user who noticed this editing on Saturday in a post that quickly went viral, being viewed by more than 5 million people as of Monday. Following the public outcry, Porsche issued an apology, admonishing, in a previously uploaded version of the 911 ST launch film, a landmark was removed. This was a mistake, and we apologize for any offense caused. The original film is online now. I like to think it's an accident. I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could delete a landmark that huge in a video without doing it intentionally. Maybe it's possible. I have no idea. I certainly don't know much about editing film or anything else. But at least we're seeing a little bit of kickback now. I mean, with what happened to Anheuser-Busch, they're actually selling some beer brands and laying people off. By the grace of God, a few people took a stand and made a difference. I don't drink beer. I haven't drank beer in over 50-some years. I'm not even tempted to any longer. But to see the kickback on that, and even with Porsche, it makes me feel good inside, that some people are still saying, hey, enough is enough. This woke nonsense has got to stop. It won't stop, I'm afraid. But people are getting fed up with it nonetheless. This is leading to more division, more turmoil, more anger and frustration. I'm afraid that one day it's going to lead to more than that in this country, along with many other issues that are causing people to become very angry, frustrated. And supposedly a gentleman, I think it was Utah or Idaho, was going to kill the president. I don't know enough about that case. I don't trust the media reporting at all. The man may be seriously considering something. I don't know. There was a time you couldn't arrest a man for thinking about something or even talk about something. That's changed. Big time change. Thought police are here. But this man may have been serious and maybe he was dangerous. I don't know. But I don't trust ABC, CBS, NBC, or any of the rest of them, CNN, or none of them. I don't trust them when it comes to reporting these things. He may have been dead serious and maybe intended to do something and needed to be taken down. I don't know that. Back at the break, folks, a lot more to talk about, so don't y'all go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
All righty, folks, again, listen, Financial Survival, this is Pastor Butch filling in for Mel today. I'm not filling in for her. Well, I guess I am doing her part also. But I'm always with her on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, sometimes other days when Dave's not with her. But she took a day off and having a good time on what she's doing, but I'm sure she's doing some things she enjoys. Hope she is, and she's earned it. Call her up at 800-375-4188 and ask her what you can do with the few bucks you got to put something back somewhere safe. I keep a little bit I have in a gun safe. I know the combination. Nobody else does. I have one person I trust with it. I do that because I don't want anybody to let it slip. Not that I don't trust people, but the less they know it, the less chance it's slipping on somebody's mouth or somebody else finding it. But anyway, that's what I do. And I suggest you do the same thing just for the sake of being safe. I just know that I praise God for this a lot. I mean, I really have praised God for it a lot. I listened to a couple of people back in the mid-90s start buying silver dollars when they were $3 a piece and paid off the house and property 17 years early with a little bit of silver I bought over the years. Paid off the property, folks. Owned my home. It's not a mansion. You're coming to it, you'll see I don't live in a mansion. It's been rumored that I get my mail at a trailer in a mobile home. But I live in a mansion with a swimming pool and tennis court. Well, you come and see where I live, you'll find out I don't even have a swimming pool. I have a couple buildings on the property and a piece of land with a few cows on it. But I'm perfectly content. I got a big front porch with a couple porch swings and chairs on it. You can come sit down with us, drink a glass of tea or a cup of coffee. We're glad to share it, but I'd share it with you a little bit. I'm just a simple old hillbilly. A back deck out here right off the office where I can sit on enjoy the sunsets and the evenings, watch the lightning bugs. That's who I am. That's all that I am. But let's move on. We're getting some financial news just a minute, but these things here are, I think, very interesting. World Economic Forum, the WEF. WEF-linked bioethicists called for genetically modifying humans to induce meat intolerance. Another idea, folks, popped up. Like your lumpet, it's been discussed. During a lecture at the 2016 World Science Festival, Dr. Matthew Leo, director of the College of Global Public Health Center for Bioethics at New York University, explained his version of genetically modifying people in the name of saving the earth. People eat too much meat, and if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, they would actually really help the planet, Leo said. Leo discussed making humans intolerant to meat through chemical and hormonal interventions, while admitting that he loves meat too much to give it up. But people are not willing to give up meat. Some people will be willing but other people, they may be willing to but they have a weakness of will. They say, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do that. I'm one of those, by the way, Leo admitted. So here's a thought. So it turns out that we know a lot about, we have those intolerances, Leo continued. For example, I have a milk intolerance, and some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make the case that we are intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. There's this thing called the Lone Star Tick, where if it bites you, you become allergic to meat. So that's something we can do through human engineering. We can possibly address really big world problems through human engineering, he added. But Leo also wants to shrink humans. I said shrink humans through eugenics or hormone injections so they consume less resources. It gets even better. Make the people smaller in order to consume less energy. This is for real stuff. None of it's been made. I'm not making this up by any means. This is being discussed for real. It's all about us, people. It's all about the world and how they want to save the planet. If it means that you make you sick when you eat meat, or they're going to try to breed you until you become smaller, they're going to do it. This is a control, folks, of the Antichrist system, and I mean the Antichrist system. This is the control they want over the world, not just certain people, but the world. And what are we going to do about it? Most people don't even want to talk about it. Most of them won't even let you talk about it. It scares them. But this is the plan, and they're working on it as we speak. This next article is from Michael Snyder. Food prices are crazy high now, but they will go a whole lot higher. Now, I'm going to just share this from what I'm seeing happening in the world. Food prices are about to skyrocket again. I don't know what to do except tell people this is happening. I don't have every answer to anything, except if you can prepare yourself in storable food, whatever, I suggest you do it as soon as possible. Over the past few years, we have seen food prices in the United States and other wealthy countries do things that they have never done before. Unfortunately, this is just the beginning. Global food supplies are getting tighter, and meanwhile, global demand for food just continues to increase. For decades, many among the elite were optimistic that someday we would be able to eliminate global hunger completely because tremendous progress is being made. But then, right around 2015, things started to reverse. And now the trend is very much going to be in the wrong direction. According to the United Nations, 2.4 billion people did not have enough food to eat last year, and 900 million of them were facing severe food insecurity. Those numbers will almost certainly go even higher this year because it's getting more difficult for poor countries to get food that they need to feed their populations. For example, just consider what is happening to rice prices. Rice is a core staple for billions of people around the globe, and India is the most important exporter of rice by a very wide margin. More than half the rice imports in around 42 countries originate from India, and in many African nations, India's market share in rice imports surpasses 80%. In top consuming countries in Asia, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Cambodia, Indonesia, Thailand, and Sri Lanka, for example, the share of rice consumption total calorie intake a day ranges from 40 to 67%. Now that India has severely restricted rice exports, what are those nations going to do? When I was in the military from 67 to 71, I did go to Vietnam, and I was in Thailand. I was around in Laos. And those people do eat a lot of rice, mixed with whatever they can find. What they can fish out, what they call klongs in Thailand. When they have the rain season along the roads, big ditches, they take a net and dip in there, and whatever they caught, they would eat with rice. Fish, of course, eggs, vegetables, everything with rice. I like rice myself. I do. So when they say that up to 60, 70% of what they eat has rice, that's entirely true. But when the nation that exports most of the world's rice quits manufacturing, quits shipping rice out, what would the people do? I mean, this is a serious situation, folks. Grains are an important part of life. That's not just for people, it's for animals. I don't know how to tell you exactly preparation again, and it's not going to be easy, but no one said it'd be easy, did they? No one said it'd be easy to get by in this world. No one promises that. And the more control they have over us, and they want to cut back on our meat supplies, and all this, whether we like it or not, man-made weather conditions, and it is man-made. One of my grandsons one time, my youngest grandson, he's about 15 now one time, said, "Papa, do you really think the government controls the weather?" I just picked up my phone and showed him Operation Popeye, where they controlled rain over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. And that answers your question. And that was just a little bit of weather control is nothing compared to what they do today. But we'll move on from there. Southern border cameras capture heavily armed cartel illegally entering U.S. I got a problem with that, folks. I really, 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 really do. If we have armed individuals crossing the border, why does not the states put their militia, then start their own militia, not the National Guard, but their own state militia again, put them on the border and stop this from happening with deadly force if necessary? Why is it not happening? But anyway, a little over 2 months ago, the Mexican TV channel Milenio published a shocking footage of a cartel member wielding a military-grade grenade launcher in Matamoros, a city in the northeastern Mexican state of Tamaulipas that borders Brownsville, Texas. For Fox News border correspondent Bill Melglian, that has obtained the frightening images of heavily armed cartel members with body armor crossing Texas last weekend. Per law enforcement source, a group of suspected cartel gunmen armed with rifles and body armor were seen on cameras crossing illegally into Fontaine, Texas area in the RGV Saturday night, Milligan said said on X, formerly known as Twitter. Milligan said a tactical unit under Border Patrol Tactical Unit was immediately deployed to the area after cameras detected armed cartel members entering the U.S. illegally. Elite Border Patrol BORTC agents were called out and searched the area, but found nobody, he said. Here's an example of this is something that must be addressed and not addressed with a bunch of boys in a river. Addressed with deadly force and guards along the border. It's a shame folks got to do that. I don't want to see that happen. But how long before we say enough's enough? If they're sending across drug cartels armed, do you think they're coming over for the 4th of July picnic and celebrate with us? Why do you think they're here? And could that cause more chaos in the streets of America and disrupt what's left of a society? I think that's a simple question to answer, don't you? I think it's very, very, very plainly in front of us to see what the intentions are. Just another situation that causes chaos in the land that's forgotten God, in a nation that the leaders want the chaos to be here, that they thrive on the chaos of people, the fear of the people, and now the anger of the people is being fanned by these people to cause disruptions, and who knows how far they want to go with it. Maybe in a civil war one day, soon. And I mean soon. I mean, if they get a guy, I think Utah, where it was, is supposed to going to kill the president, and he's posting these things. Did it really happen? If it did, then he was really angry. And if this is only the beginning of it, who knows what's not being found, if this is true. But nonetheless, we're going to see things happen, I'm afraid, in this nation, that in my generation, we want to deem possible. I know there's always been illegals coming to this country, folks. I know that. But what could this lead to? Where could it go with after this? I'm going to read to you an article about DeSantis. What he says he would do on day one in office if he's elected. Could it lead to this? Well, if it keeps it up, it surely could. DeSantis says he can send a drone striking Mexican cartels. That might get the government of Mexico a little upset, do you think? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared Thursday that if he was elected president, he would absolutely reserve the right to drone strike Mexican drug cartels. During a Q&A in Iowa, DeSantis said that he would consider the move if they're invading our country and killing our people. And I understand his emotions, folks. I do. I understand his feelings. DeSantis, but I don't think it'd go quite that far. Just arm the border. Arm the border. DeSantis has asked if he would approve drone strikes on people with suspected drug smuggling from Mexico. Yes, I've already said that, DeSantis replied. And it's not just if they happen to come over the border. And a follow-up on the comments, DeSantis told NBC News, I said, we'll use whatever force we need to defend the country, he added, adding, would be willing to lean in against him, and we reserve the right to defend our country. Earlier this month, DeSantis vowed to build a wall on the Mexican border, as well as use lethal force against the cartels. Day one, we're declaring it to be a national emergency, he said, adding, I'm going to do what no president has been willing to do. We're going to lean in against the cartels directly, and we are going to use deadly force against them. Wow. Okay. Whether you agree or disagree, it's coming to that. It's coming to that. You know, the frustration has to be building up. It isn't me that nothing is being done. We obviously know that Biden is key to this. Now, I take it back. Biden isn't key to anything. The man can't even tie his shoes, probably. But the power that be that runs him, that's behind him, including Obama, who by the way, confessed the other day he has fantasies of sleeping with men. Of course, everybody knows who Michael is. They call her Michelle. But nonetheless, we see these things happening. And I understand the frustration of people. Because I have children and grandchildren in this country. Their lives are being disrupted, and events will be destroyed because of this. And I don't want to see my grandchildren caught up in a civil war and a country tore apart where they no longer have a what we call normal life in this country, a life that where you grew up, maybe you were whether you're rich or poor, you at least had a chance to do something, had a chance to rear a family and live in a society of somewhat a peaceful security and decent people around you that you could trust. I don't want to see that anything other than that for them. I don't. But I do see that happening. I think you all do too. And preparing for the future, folks, is not just for you. No, 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 no. My biggest concern right now is my wife, Marcia Jean. Something happened to me, will she be taken care of? I do everything in my power to make sure her life will be as comfortable as possible if I leave this world before she does. Oh, yeah, I have. We have a wooden coal furnace in the house I heated with for many years. Now that I'm not able much to do that like I used to be, and she can't, I put in a heat pump. Yeah, as long as you have electricity, she'll have heat. I had a generator underneath the porch. She had to crank and crank the gas out trying to get started. And when the power went off, I have a whole house generator to back it up, my propane generator. Now, it can't be running 24-7 all day long. It won't happen. Can't afford it. But nonetheless, it's an emergency. It'll work. I'll try to put back a little bit of precious metals in case something happens you could use. That's my responsibility, and that's yours, too. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, going in the final segment for Friday broadcast. Weekend's coming up, and hope you all got things planned you're going to enjoy with the family. I really do. This time next week, my oldest grandson from Colorado will be flying in and spending some time with us. Pick him up this next Thursday and spend a week with us. He wants to move back this way, believe it or not. So it's an honor to have him come and join us. 22 years old and still likes coming to see Mama and Papa. I love that. Anyway, let's move on. Is Ukraine's counteroffensive turning out to be a bust? In the recent days and weeks, Ukraine has launched drone attacks deep inside Russia, including at Moscow itself. The attacks have rattled Russians, who, for the most part, have been accustomed not to have to think about the war that President Vladimir Putin launched almost 18 months ago. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly said that his only goal is to reconquer territory that Russia has illegally taken in its two invasions of Ukraine, first in 2014 on a much larger scale in 2022. We're not fighting on their territory, as he said in the state of, in the late spring of 2022. We have the war on our territory. So we'll see. We'll see. Ukrainian kill teams using U.S.-supplied Blackhawks to carry out assassinations inside of Russia. Ukrainian Special Forces kill teams are using U.S.-supplied Black Hawk helicopters to carry out cross-border assassinations inside of Russia, according to a new report from The Times. The U.S. specifically told Ukraine not to use U.S.-supplied equipment to attack inside of Russia at the start of the war to avoid dragging the U.S. into the war and risking World War III. But now they're just looking the other way as Ukraine is regularly striking Russian territory, most likely using U.S.-supplied intelligence. The men of the elite Shaman Battalion have been carrying out raids on infrastructure behind enemy lines for more than a year. Now they have revealed to the Times a new task, assassinating senior Russian officers. We have an increased number of targets, missions, and specific people, or targets such as buildings where a general or somebody like that is located inside Russia, said Intelligence 30, a sergeant involved in planning the missions. He showed a video of the ambush and added, we've carried out more than 10 operations like this in the past 6 months, and we've been successful. How long before that implodes into something more, folks? Only God knows for sure. But you have to know this is not making things easier to come to a peace agreement if anybody even wants to. I understand there's supposed to be secret agreements being talked over between the U.S. and Russia. I don't know that. I can't prove that, but it certainly has not been done in the open, so I don't put much credence in anything until I see some proof of it. Hearing about it is one thing. Seeing proof is something else. Though. So in my mind, they think they'd be talking and pursuing peace, but I don't see that. Wow. Now, another war looks like it's imminent. West African countries activate militaries for Niger invasion. This is I'm just going to read this very brief, short paragraph. The Economic Community of West African States, a coalition led by Nigeria, agreed during an emergency meeting on Thursday to order military leaders to activate its armed forces immediately to prepare for an invasion of Niger. Okay. Another war imminent on a different continent. Another one to get ready to kick off. I believe Matthew 24 talks about wars and rumors of wars. And we're seeing it happen right now. As time goes by, every day, it seems speeding up in time. And multiple insurrections and usurpations taking place all over the country, all over the world, South America, or Africa, all over the world. Chinese troops pledge to die in alarming dossiers on liberating Taiwan. China's state broadcaster CCTV has kicked off the airing of an 8-episode military documentary series called Ziyu Ming, or Chasing Dreams, which features battle-ready Chinese troops pledging to sacrifice all, even themselves, for the sake of liberating Taiwan. The series marks the 96th anniversary of the founding of People's Liberation Army, and seeks to highlight that Chinese forces are ready to fight at any second. It additionally sends a signal to Taiwan Western backers, including the United States, of how seriously Beijing will take any future provocation. Among the many examples of over-the-top vows to go on suicide missions if it need be, includes a stealth J-20 pilot describing that my fighter would be my last missile, rushing towards the enemy if in a real battle I had used up all my ammunition. In another scenario, another scene, a frogman of the PL Navy's minesweeper unit tells the viewing audience, if war broke out and the conditions were too difficult to safely remove the naval mines in actual combat, we would use our own bodies to clear a safe pathway for our landing forces. Also, according to the Associated Press, drills simulating an attack on Taiwan are highlighted in the dossiers. The Chasing Dreams documentary showcased, among other things, the PLA's joint sword drills, which simulated precision strikes against Taiwan. The exercises were undertaken around the self-governed island in April after a visit by Taiwanese President Tan Sing Wing to the U.S., Washington has at the same time continued making significant moves in support of Taiwan. The White House last month approved its latest military aid package for Taiwan valued at $345 million. Always ready to go to war, reads a header for the first installment of the CCTV docuseries. So there you go, docuseries. So there you go, folks. Docuseries up. They say we're willing to sacrifice yourself to liberate Taiwan. What's that mean? What do you think it means? Maybe The Verge or something else coming in. Again, folks, I don't think the U.S. wants to tackle China. And they certainly don't want to tackle China and Russia together. Our military stance right now on everything is immoral. I doubt that we could defeat a banana republic, of which we turn into ourselves. This is a serious time, folks, to live in. A very serious time. Probably, well, not no doubt about it. Definitely the most dangerous time in history to live. Because never before in history have we had the worlds interconnected in every way possible. Financially and militarily, the world powers to be that are capable of striking anywhere on this planet at any time. That's never happened before. Now, that's many of them. I mean, maybe there's a few countries that could do that, but now we have countries, many of them, who can have the power, the ability to do that. And North Korea leader Kim dismisses top general calls for war preparations. With a cigarette in hand, Kim was shown talking to a room full of uniformed top generals and pointing at maps, images in states media showed, while he discussed major military actions against South Korea at a meeting of the Central Military Commission. The Korean Central News Agency said the agenda of the meeting, which comes just days after Kim inspected key arms factories, was the issue of making full war preparations and ensuring perfect military readiness for a war. The meeting comes as Seoul and Washington prepare for major joint drills later this month, which the North views as rehearsals for invasion and repeatedly warned it could trigger overwhelming action and response. At the meeting, Kim dismissed Chief of General Staff Park Soo-il, replacing him with Vice Marshal Ring Young Gil, KCNA, without giving further details. So North Korea calls for war preparations. Gee, what next? What next, folks? What next? I mean, what are we seeing? What are we seeing now that maybe should open our eyes that these things are for real? That these things are not just something that could happen. These things look like they're going to happen. It's just a matter of time. I don't know the dates. I don't give dates. I do know Bible a little bit. I do know the prophecies a little bit. And I do know that we're heading for a world war with many nations fighting them between themselves that will eventually break out into a world war with the major powers pretty much destroying the earth. And the Bible says that, by the way. Pretty much destroyed the earth. The United States, according to Revelation 18, would take out less than an hour. That's in your Bible, folks. If you believe the Bible, study it. Go online and type in my name, Pastor Butch Paul, and look at the lesson I did on the destiny of America. Watch it. It's hour long. But this is happening as we speak. It's not pleasant to think about by any means, but it's happening. Different topic. Kenya. Now, of all places, Kenya kicks eye-scanning WorldCoin to the curb, refused to become data-harvesting guinea pig. Good for them. The Kenyan Ministry of the Interior last week suspended a controversial tech firm, WorldCoin, and any similar entities from operating in the country. Co-founder of OpenAI, Sam Altman, WorldCoin offers free crypto tokens worth roughly $50 to people willing to have their eyeball scanned by a device called the Orb. Relevant security financial services and data protection agencies have commenced inquiries and investigations to establish the authenticity and legality of the aforesaid activities, the safety and protection of the data being harvested, and how the investors intend to use the data, reached a statement from the ministry issued last week. Kenyan Cabinet Secretary Alfred Mutua was enraged over the technology, saying in a statement, let us support the stoppage of Kenyans being used as guinea pigs and their data being harvested. You have to ask yourself, why? While your eyes are being scanned and information gathered, what does it mean and what will it mean to you and your offspring? Good for them. God bless their hearts. Another CS, Kirthri Kindiki, assured citizens that the government would undertake all measures to ensure public safety and the integrity of financial transactions involving so many citizens. So further appropriate action will be taken on any natural jurisdiction person who furthers, aids, abets, or otherwise engages in or is connected with the activities until the government deems WorldCoin is safe. God bless their hearts. Good for them and their stand. What can you say? Good for them. And a short good news story. We're down the last couple minutes here. I'm sure everybody out there knows who Shaquille O'Neal is, at least who live in this country. Big, big, big black dude. And looks like a good-hearted fella from what I've seen about him, read about him. But Shaq tells crying boy to hug his dad and apologize, then buys him new shoes. Bless their heart. This is the kind of story that you like to see. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal recently went above and beyond to help out a young boy who was crying in a store. Shaq, known for his larger-than-life personality and philanthropic endeavors, is making headlines once again after he purchased a brand-new pair of shoes for an 8-year-old boy named Zion, leaving an indelible mark on both the child and his family. "What's wrong with you?" is all I heard before turning around and seeing this giant man standing over me, Zion said. "I told him I got in trouble for my dad for not listening while in the store." Shaq said, "Go give your dad a hug and tell him you're sorry," Zion continued. "I did just that as he lectured me about listening to my parents." Imagine that. Before he left, Shaq offered to buy Zion a new pair of shoes. He also watched a few videos of Zion playing basketball. "He even watched my basketball videos and told me that I was a beast point guard, Zion said. "I am beyond grateful and blessed. What a day. I'm still in shock and can't stop talking about this amazing moment." Shaq's genuine compassion and generosity continue to inspire others, showing that heroes can be found both on and off the basketball court. Wow. I never got to meet Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, I'd love to, and shake his hand. I feel like I'm shaking hands with the Goliath out of the Bible, but nonetheless, I'd like to do that because of the man's heart. It must be as big as he is to do this and teach that little boy a lesson about listening to parents. You know, that's almost an old-fashioned idea anymore. That's something that you don't hear much about, honoring parents that's spoken in the Scriptures. But folks, our world is falling apart, but you don't have to. I don't have to. We don't have to be taken out, so to speak, by fear and anger and frustration and I'm looking for a stress because of what's happening in this world. It's going to happen. We're just people. We're going to be somewhat overwhelmed from time to time. We all are. But prepare yourself spiritually first. Make sure you're right with Christ. And I mean born again, blood-bought, redeemed, spirit-filled for what the future holds. Prepare yourself mentally. Stay in the Word. Know the promises. Prepare yourself physically with food, water filters, guns and ammo, and some little bit of precious metals. Now, I didn't say this will take you all the way there. I didn't promise anybody that. I just know what it did for me to listen to people back in the 90s, how much it took a stress off of me. Call me at 800-375-4188. All right? Have a great weekend, people. We do care. I really do care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.